listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119. Don't worry, we're not going to read it all, but if you have a Bible, go grab it, sit down with us as we take a few moments to consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these every week, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. This is just a little notebook that'll fit into a shirt pocket, a purse, or Bible case, something like that, and a place where you can keep track of your prayer request before God, and then keep track of when God answers. The journals are absolutely free. All you've got to do is just send us a note, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, give us an address, we'll send one out to you just as quick as we can. There's several ways you can contact us. One way is certainly just simply by sending me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also send us just a letter. Many, many do. And so our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And in one other way you can contact us is just through our website at considerhisword.org. There's a place there where you can contact us, and you can send us a note that way as well. So tell us. Remember, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and just send us an address. We'll get these out to you quickly. Look forward to hearing from you. You know, the Bible is so important to the believer. Every Christian should have a Bible, and every Christian should read that Bible every day. And I would go so far to say that every person ought to read the Bible every day. And so I want to look at this psalm and talk about our relationship to the Word of God. I've titled this series, God's Word and Me. The Bible is central to the believer's life. It's so important that we ought to spend time every day in God's Word. You know, God's Word, it feeds us. It's our source of nourishment to energize us and to equip us. It grows us spiritually. We grow as we read the Word of God and as we study the Word of God. Remember, Peter said that to desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Certainly, the Word of God teaches us. In fact, we're going to read a little bit about that today, about how important the Word of God is to teaching us. And here's the thing. The Bible will teach you truth. It will teach you God's truth. It will teach you truth that is absolute, that will not change, that never changes. And then also the Word of God will guide you. It guides us. It's amazing how many times as you read the Word of God that you'll see God speak and give you direction. When you don't know what to do, get into the Scripture and search out the Scriptures. So we're going to read Psalm 119. We're going to go to verse 97. Now, I want to clarify something that I said earlier, and I just said it because I didn't know how else to do it. But you see, the Psalms are not written in chapters. I said chapter 119. The Psalms are not really written in chapters. You see, the Psalms are songs. They were put to music at one time. You don't have that music any longer, and some people creative people will put the words to music, and I love it when they can do that. You know, it would be in Hebrew, so it wouldn't make much sense to us anyway. And so when we turn to the Psalms, we would say, turn to Psalm 119. Just like in your hymn book, we don't say turn to chapter 232. We say turn to hymn 232. So when we open the Psalms, we say Psalm 119. And we're going to begin reading in verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for their testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Now, let me tell you a few reasons why I believe the Bible is so important and what our relationship to the Bible ought to be. I believe we, first of all, should fall in love with God's word. What to love God's word? And you know, if you love God's word, you're going to be in it every day. If you love God's word, you're going to have a good Bible, not one of these little dime store things. And I'd encourage you to go find a good Bible. There's some great ones out there. Find a good Bible that's going to last. Find a Bible that may be a legacy in your family. I have our family Bible from when I was growing up. And I would take it out every once in a while and read the pages. And you know, we had an old big family Bible that had the pictures and everything. And I love looking through it because I remember seeing those pictures as a young child. And so I ought to love the Word of God. You know, the world does not love the Word of God. The world doesn't care anything about the Word of God. In fact, the world, unbelievers, let's say, will mock the Word of God and make fun of the Word of God. Certainly, they refuse to believe it. They will believe very few things that it actually says because they don't want to believe God. They don't want to be held to accountability before God. And so because they don't believe it, they will try to remove it. All across our country, there are school systems that are trying to take the Bible out of the school library. Imagine that. It happened not far from us. There was a school system that did actually take the Bible out of the library, and after an outcry from the people in the community and from the citizens, they eventually put it back. You don't like being held accountable to the Word of God because, you see, they don't like the truth. And the thing is that many times, even though they don't believe the Word of God themselves, and even though that they hate the Word of God, they will oftentimes try to use it to their own advantage. And that's kind of sad. You know, I remember back in the COVID days that they were using the Bible and saying, get your shot, love thy neighbor, get your shot. Well, getting a shot didn't have anything to do with love thy neighbor. You know, drunks, they like going around quoting, use a little wine for your stomach's sake. And they're trying to justify themselves. But you see, they ignore what the Bible says about being drunk, where it says, don't be drunk with wine where it is excess. And so they will refuse to believe the Word of God. They'll just use the Bible to their own advantage of some way. And I think the new believer especially may not love the Word of God right away. You know, as soon as they get saved, some do. I knew a gentleman one time, actually this was about nearly 50 years ago, that received Christ as his Savior one afternoon. That day, he went home and read the Bible from cover to cover. I don't know how he did it, but he read the whole thing. At least he said he did, and I have no reason not to believe him. But you see, sometimes the Bible, when a person first gets saved and when they first come to Christ, the Bible is kind of foreign to them. It's kind of hard to understand. You know, the preacher says, just like I said a few minutes ago, let's look at Psalm 119. And then the first thing they do is head for the index to see where they can find Psalm. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not belittling that. I'm just saying sometimes it's difficult. You know, I've done something in our church that helps our people, and we have many who come in that don't know the Lord and many who come in that don't know their way around the Bible. And so we have Bibles in our pews, and the Bible that I use in the pulpit is identical to the pew Bibles. And I love that because I can say, you know, we're going to be, I'm going to use the psalm we're at. I could say, we're going to look at Psalm 119 in the pew Bible. It's page 816. I'm looking at it right now because I'm using the same Bible. I can give the page number. And you know, it's funny because a lot of times when I do that, then suddenly I see people picking up Bibles because they know they can get to where we're going. And I love being able to do that. But you see, not only that, but I can say, look at the right side of the page or look at the top of the page or the bottom of the page. So I love having my pulpit Bible be the same as the pew Bibles. Now, you know, many others, they have their own Bibles, and that's fine. You need to get you a good Bible. And it's difficult, as I was saying, for these new believers to know where to start, to kind of where to get around. You know, they are unskillful. Hebrews 5:13 says, "For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe." But you know, it'll come. There was a time I didn't know the books of the Bible. There was a time I had to fumble around to find a book. Everybody has to do that. It does take time to read, and it's going to come with Bible teaching. As you read it and as you get to know it, you memorize the books of the Bible. I think I did in Bible school. It's so important that we fall in love with the Word of God. Now, you fall in love by reading it, by spending time in it. You know, when you're dating, you fall in love with maybe your spouse by spending time with them. And so it's so important that you spend that time with the Bible and that in doing so that you begin to understand the Bible. You know, the Holy Spirit, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit's going to help you understand the Bible and understand what the Scripture says. In verse 100, the psalm we're reading, he says, "I understand more than the ancients. I keep thy precepts." He says, "I have more understanding than my teachers." He's learning the Word of God, understanding the Word of God by spending time in the Word of God. We grow in the Word of God. We grow spiritually. The Bible speaks of this oftentimes, that there are so many that they've been saved for years and years and years, and yet they are still babes in Christ because they have not been feeding on the Word of God. The only way you're going to grow is to be in the Word of God. Church is so important. You know, in fact, it's vital. But being in the Word of God is where you're going to grow and where you're going to grow stronger in your faith, going to grow strong in your stand for the Lord, going to grow in your walk with the Lord. It's so important that you spend that time. You know, to fall in love, you've got to think about it. In verse 97, he says, "Thy word is my meditation all the day, to think about it and to work on it." Now, it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes work. But I want to encourage you to get your Bible, begin to know it, know how to get around in that Bible, and begin to fall in love with it. Maybe you need to fall in love with it all over again. But you see, this is where it begins, and we're going to have to finish this whole message maybe next week or the next couple of weeks. It may take us a while, but I thank you for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, you as you consider his word. On the hill of Calvary, the light